Last month, one of Graham Hancock's regular contributors posted an article on his website that attacked Milo Rossi, better known as Mini Minuteman. Most of my regular viewers know who he is. His series, Debunking Ancient Apocalypse, Hancock's Netflix show, is, I think, the most watched critique of Ancient Apocalypse on the internet. So it is no surprise that he is now being attacked personally by Hancock's cadre.
You know, I covered this article already, and I tried to be as fair about it as I possibly could. I mean, I'm friends with Milo, and I'm friends with Graham, and I at least wanted to know what Dr. Miano had to say on the whole thing. But after I watched Dave's video, I felt like I absolutely had to make a response. I mean, nowadays everybody tries to say that I'm part of the Hancock cadre, that I was never impartial to begin with, or that I sold my soul, or there's some whatever spin on that that you want to say. But here's a great opportunity for me to show you the difference between a truly one-sided take and one that at least tries hard to be impartial. Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking.
Since Skinner's article refers to me numerous times, using my words to attack Mini Minuteman, and misunderstands things that I've said, I think I ought to correct the record.
Well, that makes sense. It sounds fair, right? Well, it would if it actually clarified things, but it would be a crying shame if it left the waters muddier than when we started.
In this video, I want to look specifically at Holly Lasco Skinner's argument that Milo Rossi, Mini Minuteman, is a pseudo-archaeologist. According to my definition, he isn't.
Dr. Miano has amended his definition from the previous video, the one that Holly used in her article. And for the most part, all he did was get a little bit more intricate and a little bit more detailed, so it's not really that big of a deal by and large. However, he uses a lot of different metaphors and allegories as we go forward, and as you'll notice, pseudo-archaeology gets its own special treatment. The standards have also changed since the previous video.
I made a whole video defining what pseudo-archaeology is, and if you haven't seen it yet, I recommend watching it. I made the video because I noticed there was a great deal of misunderstanding about what pseudo-archaeology is.
Now notice the reasoning Dave gives us for him making a video on the definition of pseudo-archaeology. People don't really know what it means by and large. And he's right, the term is very nebulous and ill-defined. Part of the issue is pseudo-archaeology is not a real word, it's two words. You know, go ahead and test, type it into whatever device you got there and see what autocorrect tells you to do with it. And check the dictionaries and see what they have for it. You'll notice there isn't a real consensus. It's different depending on who you ask. Because there is no official definition for the non-word.
Skinner spends the first part of her article showing that Milo currently calls himself an archaeologist. Then she refers to a live stream that I did in June of 2022, in which Milo appeared, and he said this.
I don't know what to label myself as, because it would make me feel like a fraud to say that I am an archaeologist when I have like a training in it. I haven't been out on a dig, you know, so it's like I don't want to like claim that, when in reality that title requires a lot of, you know, research and a lot of time and investment in order to say that. So I'm just like, I'm Milo. I talk about this stuff. You guys know I've been researching it, you know, my whole life. I'm a researcher. But like, you know, I don't feel the need to like make up some title to try and make myself sound like I'm, you know, I don't know, better than I am.
So here Milo says that he doesn't feel comfortable calling himself an archaeologist. Skinner concludes that there's a contradiction. She writes, as evidenced in Chapter 1, Milo Rossi, aka Minuteman, is on record stating that he is an archaeologist. He is not an archaeologist because he hasn't been adequately trained. If he were to call himself an archaeologist, he'd feel like a fraud. Did you catch the mistake? She writes that Milo said he is not an archaeologist because he has not been adequately trained. Is that what he said? Let's play the clip again.
I have like a training in it. I haven't been out on a dig, you know.
He said it would make him feel like a fraud to say he is an archaeologist when, although he does have the training in it, he hasn't been out on a dig. This is her first major blunder.
So we have Milo saying that he isn't an archaeologist, and we have him saying that he is an archaeologist, and obviously that's pretty hard to reconcile, and when I made my previous video on this, I said as much. I also did mention that I know Milo, and I don't think that he would hold that kind of mutually exclusive position. I'm sure something's changed, or he has some other thing. Here's what I said.
What the really big thing here is, Milo's own words were his biggest evidence against him, right? Milo's words and the words of guys like Hoops and Dr. Miano. This put Milo in a position, basically, where it's like, he's calling himself a pseudo-archaeologist or a fraud or whatever, right? And this is where me knowing him makes things a little bit different for me, because I don't see those quotes so cut and dry. I know him well enough to know there's absolutely no way he's going to maintain both of those things at the same time in his head. He's not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm a fraud if I call myself an archaeologist and I'm an archaeologist. Somewhere there's a disconnect there. And I haven't reached out and asked him the opinion on that. I'm just going to, when we have the hangout, I'll talk to him about it. I'm sure his answer will be pretty straightforward, pretty cut and dry. It might even just be that he didn't get to finish saying what he was saying in the hangout with Dr. Miano. I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like I'm getting a little bit of apology. Some of you guys are going to start calling me a Milo Rossi apologist now instead of a Graham Hancock apologist. What are you going to say about that? But seriously, I do think that if you talk to the lad a little bit, I do think that he will have an answer for this. It's not absolutely insane. Although I have to say I'm not seeing it on its face. But I do know Milo, and I don't think that this is, at the very least, he'd be like, well, shit, I probably shouldn't have said that when I was on Dr. Miano. You know, I had too many beers. That's a possibility as well.
And yes, the difference between experience and training is a mistake on Holly's part, one that I am ashamed to say I missed when I made my previous video. I don't think it changes her position a whole lot, but it absolutely is a mistake and it's worth highlighting. I wouldn't call it a major mistake, however.
I expect that since our live stream, Milo considered that there is more to being an archaeologist than simply being out on a dig, and so he changed his mind about calling himself one. I do know that when he was in field school, it was during COVID, so they had to replace hands-on work in the field with data work. It was good enough for the school, but not good enough for Skinner.
Now, Dr. Miano, let's be honest. This is you being an apologist. And to be clear, I've done the exact same thing. But when you bust out that line of argumentation, I think it's kind of really important that you just, like, say point blank, I'm being an apologist.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of apology. Some of you guys are going to start calling me a Milo Rossi apologist now instead of a Graham Hancock apologist. What are you going to say about that? But
she then makes an argument about what she thinks a pseudo-archaeologist is. She does this by looking up the word pseudo in the dictionary. Then she extrapolates. You might wonder, if she was simply going to use the dictionary, why didn't she just look up pseudo-archaeology? It could be because she didn't like the definition. The Oxford Dictionary defines pseudo-archaeology as a broad spectrum of largely unconnected topics and approaches which misapply, misinterpret, and misrepresent archaeological material in a non-scientific and often speculative way. I think that's a fine definition.
Now, this is where I had to comment when I first watched this, because as previously mentioned, the definition of pseudo-archaeology is very nebulous. Dr. Miano says he's citing the Oxford Dictionary, but he's not quite doing so. He's using the Oxford Quick Reference. It's close. It pulls this info from the Oxford Concise Archaeology Dictionary. But that is still not a dictionary proper. It is a condensed reference version of a dictionary for professional archaeologists. One can hardly expect Holly, or anyone else for that matter, to accept this definition for a non-scientific term by its inclusion in one non-dictionary. And this would be a non-issue if Dr. Miano wasn't implying that Holly was being dishonest or somehow cultivating a narrative by not using this definition that he's calling the dictionary definition. I mean, he didn't even use that definition in his previous video. Now, I know these are a couple of years apart, but this just highlights just how vastly... Just look at these two clips here. See how different his opinion is from 2 years ago to now on what pseudo-archaeology is.
What exactly is pseudo-archaeology? Well, the literal meaning is fake archaeology. That is something that is not archaeology, which is masquerading as archaeology. A pseudo-archaeology has nothing to do with what someone calls themselves. It's about mimicking the practice of archaeology while violating its principles and methods. And someone is a pseudo-archaeologist if they do this commonly.
And you'll notice it wasn't a definition, it was a meaning. Was the terminology that he specifically used. But 2 years ago, that was a lot different than the thing that he said is just fine as a definition today.
The literal meaning is fake archaeology. It's about mimicking the practice of archaeology while violating its principles and methods.
Back then, the literal meaning of pseudo-archaeology was fake archaeology. Today, the definition is basically anything that uses archaeology in a manner that's unscientific. Now, these two are not mutually exclusive, but they are very much different concepts. I can use archaeological findings all day long in non-scientific manners and never once be mistaken for fake archaeology. To illustrate this point clearly, I frequently call myself a pseudo-archaeologist because I'll make armchair musings and use some archaeological evidence and put my own little stuff together, and I'll put it out into the public without doing all of the work that a real archaeologist would. That last part right there where I put it out into the public, that's the part that to me, makes myself feel like a pseudo-archaeologist. But again, this definition's a little bit on the nebulous side, isn't it? And maybe you think I'm wrong here, but the word pseudo-archaeology is derived from pseudoscience. I think we would all agree on that. And while pseudo-archaeology may be ill-defined, pseudoscience is very much clearly defined. According to Merriam-Webster, pseudoscience is a system of theories, assumptions, and methods erroneously regarded as scientific. Cambridge defines it as a system of thought or a theory that was not formed in a scientific way. Dictionary.com says basically the same thing. It's a system of unscientificness. So the whole point here is when Dr. Miano criticized Hawley for not using the definition that he brought up and calls a dictionary definition when it's not quite a dictionary definition, he's not just not being unfair. It's kind of ignorant, to be honest with you, because it's pretty clear when you look around that this definition is nebulous, and he was aware of this 2 years ago, so I think it's just kind of unfair on his part.
She probably disagrees, so she made her own. Here's how she extrapolates from the word pseudo. By logical deduction, a preliminary definition of a pseudo-archaeologist is, therefore, an inauthentic, not genuine, fake archaeologist, someone who calls themselves an archaeologist when they lack adequate qualifications or training, a sham. Her first definition is inadequate because it focuses on the qualifications or training rather than on the methods, and it is the methods that determine whether someone is a pseudo-archaeologist.
As far as I can tell, Dave is just making stuff up here, man. I mean, we've already established that pseudo-archaeology is a pretty ill-defined term, but we can look to pseudoscience to kind of inform that definition. And the same goes for pseudoscientist. According to Oxford Dictionary, the real Oxford Dictionary, not this quick reference version, a pseudoscientist is a person who falsely or mistakenly claims to be a scientist. Merriam-Webster just labels it a practitioner of pseudoscience, and their definition of pseudoscience is what we saw earlier, a system of theories, assumptions, and methods erroneously regarded as scientific. In other words, it can have to do with the methods, but that's not necessarily what needs to be. It's some manner of seeing the person as a fake archaeologist, basically what Hawley said. And you'll never guess who's going to agree with me as we go forward.
Someone who calls themselves an archaeologist to make it seem like they're an authority on archaeology when they're not. Pretentious. The second one describes a mere poser or imposter, which is not what a pseudo-archaeologist is.
What? No, man. That is what a pseudo-archaeologist is. A pseudo-archaeologist is someone who is doing fake archaeology or is perceived as having archaeological credentials or the ability to do archaeology when they do not. That would be a pseudo-archaeologist, just like a pseudo-scientist would be somebody who practices fake science or is viewed as being able to do science when they cannot, or a pseudo-intellectual would be somebody who is viewed as being an intellectual when they are not, or who poses as an intellectual. A big, fat, freaking liar or a poser. That's what a pseudo-person would be, right? It's one of those two things, either a poser or a liar or somebody who the media just decided, the world unanimously looks at as that way. One of these three things, some manner of them being viewed as this thing when they are not. That is what it takes for it to be a pseudo. I can't believe I have to hammer away at this so hard. But I'll continue. Now, for example, in South Africa, a man is being prosecuted for faking to have various roles in the Gothenburg Medical Department. The official South African government page says the Gothenburg Department of Health today opened a case of impersonating a medical doctor at the Brixton Police Station in Brixton following reports of a so-called Dr. Matthew Lani, who had assumed various pseudo-medical roles, falsely presenting himself as an employee of the department. But that's just some stupid government department in another continent. We're talking about Milo. Let's see what Milo Rossi would have to say.
This episode also starts with one of my favorite quotes from the entire series, where Graham Hancock, beginning the episode with his usual punch at archaeology, says, "I am no more a pseudoscientist than a dolphin is a pseudo-fish." Now, that's a sentence that is so profoundly confusing that I actually had to spend several minutes trying to decipher it with my friend.
That means that if he is a pseudoscientist, then a dolphin is also a pseudo-fish.
How would you define a pseudo-fish?
What's the definition of just pseudo?
Not genuine, serious, or a sham. So a sham fish.
Okay. He is no more a fake scientist than a dolphin is a fake fish. And lo and behold, a dolphin is a fake fish.
Yeah, that would be me using Milo's words to address Dave's words to address Holly's words that use Dave's words to address Milo's words. As I said, Dr. Miano's not really clearing anything up here. He's making things a lot more complicated. The generally accepted upon definition of being fake or a poser, that one's gone out the window now and here, because he's going to lose this whole little argument if he doesn't bust that one out. And if he's going to defend Milo properly here, he can't, for some reason, just say, "Hey, I'm being an apologist now, guys, bear with me." Oh, no, 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 no. He's got to pretend that definitions are now...
The opposite of a real archaeologist, who possesses the title archaeologist because they not only possess adequate qualifications or training, but also follow the scientific method that the discipline prescribes. The third one comes closest to getting it right, because it at least includes the method, but it puts too much emphasis on the title.
Again, this distinction is ill-defined. He's saying, a pseudo-archaeologist is someone who does archaeology wrong, but a couple of years ago he said this.
What exactly is pseudo-archaeology? Well, the literal meaning is fake archaeology. That is something that is not archaeology, which is masquerading as archaeology.
Now, as I've shown by now, this definition is really so nebulous that these attempts by Dr. Miano to corral these ideas into one little thing to protect Milo from this criticism is really pretty laughable. But as unsupported as his shenanigans is right here, it gets so much worse as we go forward. I can't believe it, right?
Someone who imitates or resembles an archaeologist by applying methods to human material remains that are unique to archaeology practice, rather than another practice like history or environmental science. In the last one, I object to the term unique. Various disciplines have overlapping practices. It is the combination of the methods that make it part and parcel of archaeology, not the fact that it is employed only in archaeology. So I would change the word unique to instrumental.
Okay, I guess you got a point there, but I would mention that, the way that archaeology combines all these different disciplines together into one package to look at the past of human history is a unique thing to archaeology, but I don't really want to argue about it. I just also don't want to eliminate any of the points that Dr. Miano made throughout this video, so I will leave this one in there. Let's carry on.
It still doesn't say what the pseudo part of it is. It requires more than imitating an archaeologist to be a pseudo-archaeologist. You need to do the archaeology wrong. I don't think any of these captures the essence of what a pseudo-archaeologist is.
According to who? Where the hell is he getting this from? Now, I'll accept that doing archaeology wrong is a form of pseudo-archaeology, but being a pseudo-archaeologist would be a fake archaeologist. Doing fake archaeology would also be pseudo-archaeology. These aren't mutually exclusive. I do not see why he's going crazy trying to make this distinct. Well, I understand why, but I don't see how he thinks this is going to fly. This is completely rewriting what everybody thinks about these things. The term pseudo has a freaking meaning, man, and it's there for a reason.
Then she talks about my video on the definition of pseudo-archaeology, and she says I contradict myself.
She accused Dr. Miano of contradicting himself? Wow.
First, she refers to this clip.
Now, what if a person formulates a hypothesis and devises a model, but fails to collect all the necessary data, neglects to conduct experiments, and doesn't test the hypothesis against more data? Is that person practicing archaeology? If they fail to perform all the steps, no. They can be great at the speculative phase of archaeology, the creative part of it. They can dabble a bit in the data, even doing a small measure of analysis on a small number of artifacts. But if their data falls far short of what is needed for the subject, or if their experimentation is sorely lacking, in other words, they don't even come close to performing the necessary work, they're not practicing archaeology. They are, in fact, doing pseudo-archaeology.
and then she compares it to this clip.
Someone might say, well, it can only be called pseudo-archaeology if the person is claiming to be doing archaeology. What about cases when a person is drawing conclusions without ever calling themselves an archaeologist? If the person is making claims about the past, using material remains as evidence, they are performing the same function as an archaeologist. Just as a person who offers medical advice is performing the same function as a physician.
Now it's important to note here, Holly said Dave somewhat contradicted himself. Now I'll elaborate as we go forward, but keep that in your noodle.
I don't see any contradiction between my two statements.
The slight contradiction is the difference between using material remains and using methodology. In the first instance, Dr. Miano claims not performing the necessary work is pseudo-archaeology. In the second, he makes a very general statement that a person who makes claims about the past using material remains is performing the same function as an archaeologist. Experimentation isn't the issue in the second case. But as Holly said, this is a minor point. So minor, once again, I almost removed this from the video, but I'll just hit all of his points so nobody can say that I was, like, eliminating things that have mattered.
Is it true that if a person makes claims about the past using material remains as evidence, they are performing the same function as an archaeologist by default? The answer is that it depends on how they are using the material. So, for example, if someone examines tool marks on a piece of stone in order to determine what kind of tool was used, this is behaving as an archaeologist. Or if someone uses the stratigraphy of a site to draw conclusions about the relative ages of the material remains there, this is behaving as an archaeologist. Or if someone uses archaeoastronomy to determine the age of a site, this is behaving like an archaeologist. Or if someone carbon dates some object in order to determine its age, this is behaving like an archaeologist. Yes, all of these are practices within the field of archaeology. A pseudo-archaeologist might do one or more of these things. It's just that in the process of doing these things, they violate scientific principles.
And now look where our definition is. It's just anybody who does archaeological stuff that happens to violate scientific principles. That would make tons of books pseudo-archaeology that currently are not considered pseudo-archaeology. That's also a statement subject to a good degree of personal interpretation, at least in regards to the interpretation of evidence. Scientific principles for testing the chemical content of an artifact are pretty much set in stone, but how the information gathered is interpreted, well, that's subject to a large degree of speculation. For example, when the radiocarbon dates for the ash that was found in the mortar of the Great Pyramid and the other big ones at Giza from the 4th Dynasty, when that was all found to be about 200 to 250 years older than the written records say it should be, well, archaeologists posited that the Egyptians would burn old wood for that ash because they were running out of wood or something to that effect as a means to explain this discrepancy. Now, there's no sites associated with this. There's no written records that say they did this. This is just a way for them to reconcile these two data points. So in that situation, Dr. Miano, from what he just said, that would be considered pseudo-archaeology. But most archaeologists or Egyptologists believe what I just said about the old wood burn, including Dr. Miano himself. I'm pretty sure I've heard him express that that is the hypothesis that he favors the most himself.
Is it true that if a person advises someone about a medical matter, they are performing the same function as a physician by default? In other words, is a person who isn't a physician and who medically advises another who's suffering with a medical condition by default a pseudo-physician? The answer is the same. It depends on if this person is using tools and materials in a way that mimics that of a physician.
So a faith healer isn't a pseudo-physician? Now, come on. I think that's pretty much everybody would agree that somebody who's practicing faith healing is, in fact, practicing pseudo-medicine. I think most people would agree on that. See, again, we're just like way off into the weeds here, and the standards just keep changing. But pay close attention, because they don't just change randomly.
Or is a person who isn't an archaeologist and who makes claims about the past using material remains as evidence, by default, a pseudo-archaeologist? Again, it depends. If they are doing archaeology correctly, then they are not a pseudo-archaeologist. But if they are violating scientific and archaeological principles while doing so, then they are a pseudo-archaeologist.
Did you catch the difference in standards there? When it comes to pseudo-medicine, to be a pseudo-physician, the guy has to mimic the tools and techniques. But to be a pseudo-archaeologist, all they have to do is any of the stuff that an archaeologist would do and not quite do it scientifically. And by framing it like this, Dave's got a position where he can call Graham Hancock a pseudo-archaeologist, but a faith healer is not a pseudo-physician. It's really a very unique little set of definitions that he's got here, and one that I think that most people would disagree with his exclusion. I think that most people in the current day would call Graham Hancock a pseudo-archaeologist, even though he would not enjoy the term being applied to him. But I also think nobody would say that somebody who is a faith healer is not a pseudo-physician. But Dave would. Dave would.
Remember what I said in the clip above. They don't merely have to imitate archaeologists. In my example, I said they also fail to collect all the necessary data, neglect to conduct experiments, and test the hypothesis against more data. Right? A pseudo-archaeologist only imitates an archaeologist on the surface. They don't actually do the archaeological work properly.
Now, again, this would make somebody who's an imposter with no credentials not a pseudo-archaeologist, according to his standards. And I think that we all know that that's not the case, that pseudo-archaeologists are not just people who talk about Atlantis, but it would also be somebody who would fake being an archaeologist. I mean, come on, that's literally the definition of pseudo. It's so clear at this point that Dave is trying hard to make this definition an ideological tool and not a proper definition. His old video was more focused on a proper definition. This one is kind of doing this dance to make sure that Milo doesn't have to be called a pseudoscientist. Just say it, man. I don't think Milo's a pseudo-archaeologist. Just say it. My reason is because I know Milo, and I'll just be flat out open about it. I'll be an apologist. I don't think that he believes both of those things. I don't think he's so stupid that he would hold two mutually exclusive positions like that. Just fucking say it, man. Don't dance around and change definitions. That's just dishonest.
Of course not, because the prefix pseudo is more nuanced than that, and so are the definitions of archaeologist and physician. You see, the problem here is that she is continuing to use a stipulative definition of pseudo-archaeology, discarding the commonly accepted meaning in favor of an altered use.
No, that would be you, Dave. Is a faith healer a pseudo-physician? How about a vigilante court? Is that a pseudo-court? You can shift these definitions all over the place that you want, but it doesn't help make your case. All it does is make it, like, pretty clear what's going on here.
If a person calls themselves a physician or pretends to be one when they're not, then they're no doubt a pseudo-physician because they've not been trained to follow the methods and processes undertaken by qualified physicians, and they're deceiving the person that they're advising. No, this is not what a pseudo-physician is. And this is strange because I gave an example in the video of a pseudo-surgeon, and it is very clear that it has nothing to do with what the person calls themselves. It has to do with their methods only. If the person attempts to treat someone medically and they use the wrong methods, only then are they a pseudo-physician.
Again, this attempt to corral the definition is unsupported. A pseudo-professional is someone who fakes their credentials in a profession. A pseudo-profession would be a profession that tricks people into thinking that it's a real profession when it's not. The definition of pseudo-physician would cover practitioners of homeopathy and faith healing, as well as people who fake their credentials to work at a hospital. But, you know, I'll just ask you guys, because these definitions, again, they're not as well-defined as a lot of other words are. So what do you guys out there think? What before you even came to this video, what did you think that a pseudo-physician, a pseudo-archaeologist, a pseudo-scientist, or pseudo-whatever was?
If, however, it's already known that the person is not a physician, or if they state, I'm not a physician, but this worked for me, so you could explore it as a possibility, then they're not a pseudo-physician. They're someone who's giving medical advice. That's right. If no attempt is made to treat the person or prescribe medicine to a person, then they are not a pseudo-physician.
Hey, we found a tiny sliver of common ground.
Nice job, team.
In a similar vein, the scientific method that Dr. Miano states archaeologists must abide by to practice archaeology rather than pseudo-archaeology, formulating a hypothesis, devising a model, collecting data, conducting experiments, and testing the hypothesis with more data, is not the same function as interpreting the past by using results obtained by archaeologists. On this, she is correct. Simply relaying to someone else what archaeologists have already found is not engaging in pseudo-archaeology. But I would add that the interpretation of archaeological data is part of the profession of archaeology. And if one dismisses the interpretation of archaeologists in favor of their own interpretation, which ignores the archaeological method for interpreting data in favor of a personal method for doing so, this could be construed as pseudo-archaeology. For example, if archaeologists provide a set of carbon dates, and someone else picks and chooses which carbon dates they wish to believe and dismisses other ones, not based on scientific method, but on personal wishes, this person is engaging in pseudo-archaeology and pseudoscience.
Remember the Egyptian pyramid carbon dating I mentioned? There's no archaeological method involved in the old wood was burnt hypothesis. It's just posited out of nowhere without a site or a precedent. Now, by Dr. Miano's standards, it would be pseudo-archaeology, as I said earlier. Now, as we near the end of the video, that's important to note, because as we move forward, we're going to see that Dave's definition was mostly arbitrary, just used to bolster his position, which we've seen a little bit of that already.
She continues, as explored earlier, interpretation of the past without scientific experimentation is an art, humanity, or social science, and can be undertaken by historians or journalists, as well as archaeologists. Historians interpret the past more often than the present, whereas journalists interpret the present more often than the past. Dr. Miano, who possesses the title Ancient Historian, is qualified to interpret the past for this very reason. According to his logic, he'd be a pseudo-archaeologist otherwise. I generally do not interpret archaeological data. I allow the archaeologists to do that, because they know what they're doing. I simply relay what they have found to others. Have there been instances where I disagree with archaeologists over an archaeological matter? I don't think so. There have been instances where I favor one interpretation over another when the jury is still out, but I have never said I know more than archaeologists about archaeology. If I did disagree with archaeologists, and I violated archaeological principles to come up with an interpretation different from theirs, then yes, you could say I was doing pseudo-archaeology.
Disagreeing with the archaeological consensus makes one a pseudo-archaeologist, really? So, when they challenged Clovis I, was Jacques-Cinq Mars and Tom Dillehay practicing pseudo-archaeology? They were accused of it, though, weren't they? But they weren't practicing it, were they? Now, this is where Dave's video is particularly troubling to me, because it's basically allowing others to think for you if they have a few credentials. And now, to be clear, I'm not going to argue with an archaeologist when he tells me a carbon date comes from 4800 BC. I will question unfounded assertions made to prop up narratives, like the old wood burn hypothesis in Egypt I mentioned a couple times earlier. And if that makes me a pseudo-archaeologist, then I'm even prouder to wear that label than I was when I started this video.
She continues, logic follows that if a person doesn't claim to or attempt to obtain results from human material remains, which is exclusively the job of an archaeologist, and instead claims to interpret the past by using results obtained by archaeologists, they're not practicing fake archaeology, but something else, and the label pseudo-archaeologist should not apply. That doesn't follow my logic. If a person uses pseudo-archaeological methods, they are not practicing something else. They are practicing pseudo-archaeology.
At this point, Dr. Miano is defining pseudo-archaeology with the word pseudo-archaeology. Listen.
And the label pseudo-archaeologist should not apply. That doesn't follow my logic. If a person uses pseudo-archaeological methods, they are not practicing something else. They are practicing pseudo-archaeology.
Hey, what's impartially mean? Well, that's when you're impartial about something. Okay, thanks. And as I said, this just gets worse as we go on.
Now she attempts to apply her logic to Mini Minuteman by clipping this statement of mine. If a person reaches a conclusion that is in harmony with the mainstream consensus of history, but doesn't engage in the process scientifically, that person is doing pseudo-archaeology. The word pseudo-archaeology has nothing to do with whether a theory is correct. It's not the what that matters, it's the how. And so, measuring an object poorly or incompletely, failing to take into account all the evidence on the subject,
and drawing far-reaching conclusions from it is pseudo-archaeology.
She then gives the example of Milo's video on the Baghdad Battery, and then shows how archaeologist Dr. Brad Hafford corrected him on a few points. She draws this conclusion. In other words, Rossi assessed the artifacts poorly and failed to take all of the necessary information on the topic into account, thus creating a confusion of information and an incomplete and inaccurate analysis of the topic. Such is Dr. Miano's statement about what constitutes pseudo-archaeology. Holly should think about what she is saying a little bit more. Does she really believe that archaeologists cannot make errors? Or if they do, they are no longer an archaeologist, but a pseudo-archaeologist? Or is she merely saying that I think that? Well, I don't think that.
Well, there's that whole apologist thing happening again. You should probably just own that, Dr. Miano. But whatever, he didn't want to. So anyway, I'm just going to put the spotlight on the whole definition thing really quickly here, in case you haven't caught it yet. He only allows the term pseudo-archaeologist to apply to people who aren't on his team, people who he doesn't perceive to be on his team. But if you're part of the Hong Kong cadre, well, now the label absolutely will apply to you, and this is done very arbitrarily. Again, you probably have already noticed this, but if not, I definitely want to put the spotlight right on that so you can see what to look for as we go forward.
To use myself as an example, I am behaving as a historian when I do history by using the historical method. I am behaving as a pseudo-historian when I do history by violating the historical method. In fact, someone can rightly say, "You are doing pseudo-history," in that instance. They wouldn't really call me a pseudo-historian, though, unless this was what I commonly do. Similarly, I wouldn't call someone a pseudo-archaeologist unless they commonly practiced pseudo-archaeology.
Now, we keep seeing distinctions made in definitions that were not made in Dave's original video, and they seem to all be made to protect Milo. And here's another one right here. And while I don't personally think Milo is a pseudo-archaeologist, I do think that this is a crap excuse. How many times does one need to make a mistake before that mistake earns them a label? These goalposts have long been established by y'all. You guys are the ones that have said that, like, this guy is doing pseudo-archaeology because of this one thing, and you put your spotlight on one thing. So I'm sorry, but once you set the goalpost in the ground, you don't get to then, like, move around. You have to deal with the fact that that's where you put the goalposts. But in this one, you've kind of just put them in the muck, and every time somebody turns around, you're kicking them somewhere else.
But I question the very idea that Mini Minuteman was doing pseudo-archaeology at all in this case. There's a difference between making mistakes and doing fake archaeology. Nevertheless, Skinner tries to make it seem that way. To summarize, Dr. Hafford's main criticisms of Rossi's interpretation of the Baghdad Battery, albeit in more direct language than his own. 1. Rossi does not find enough evidence to suggest that the artifacts could have been batteries because he did not look for or use the archaeological primary data. 2. Since Rossi failed to use the archaeological data, he misunderstood the artifacts. 3. Since Rossi misunderstood the artifacts, he misrepresents the leading interpretation by archaeologists. 4. Rossi misinforms his viewers about the artifact and various interpretations of it. In other words, Rossi's data collection falls far short of what is needed for the subject, and he doesn't come close to performing the necessary work. Such is also Dr. Miano's definition of what constitutes pseudo-archaeology. Keep in mind here that this Baghdad Battery information was difficult to find. The subject matter is not well documented, and I commend Dr. Hafford for digging deep and finding what he could. But Skinner really tries to make it sound like Mini Minuteman's sins were egregious, even listing it as 4 points. She's just listing the same one problem in 4 different ways.
Now, this absolutely was pseudo-archaeology on Milo's part, and there's a reason that Holly mentioned it, Dr. Miano didn't. Milo made a biased decision before he even started his research. He picked the Baghdad Battery from a wheel of archaeological fallacies or some such shit. The label of that wheel says that he was interested in debunking these quote-unquote batteries, not actually investigating them. And the 4 things that Holly lists as 4 separate issues caused by Milo's biased presentation, it's not saying, oh, Milo sucks times 4. It's saying, because Milo entered into this with a predetermined outcome, he failed to follow the proper steps, leading him to doing archaeology wrong and therefore misinforming his viewers. That, Dr. Miano, is pseudo-archaeology. He didn't care about the evidence. He was sure where it would lead anyway, so scratching the surface was good enough. Now, he learned from it. Milo's a stand-up dude in my book, but for you to dismiss this? Well, Milo didn't dismiss it. He accepted that it was a mistake. And Holly is right. By Dr. Miano's own metrics in the previous video from 2 years ago, that video of Milo's constitutes pseudo-archaeology. And Dave also let us see just how biased he was on this clip. Oh, those papers are so hard to find. You can't really blame... No. That's not an excuse for my GED-wielding ass, not for your PhD-wielding ass, and not for Milo's I've got more subscribers than Mahatma Gandhi's wielding ass, all right? You do not get to blame the third page of Google when you don't click on it. You have to blame your own biases.
But in none of this did he actually practice pseudo-archaeology. Not finding information is a mistake. It's not pseudo-archaeology.
Well, according to your own definition, that is. This is what Holly was getting at here. You guys set up these standards, and then when it actually ends up applying to one of your own, you're like, oh, no, that's not what I meant at all. And you just start shifting the goalposts all over the place. But the reality of it is the standards that you have established allow for some of you to be labeled pseudo-archaeologists. So maybe don't play so fast and loose with this stuff. But you know, maybe I haven't presented enough to you yet just how nebulous it this whole definition thing and just how biased it is. But let's try some more. I got some more for you to check out here.
Another thing she doesn't take into account is whether someone acknowledges an error or whether they stick to their guns. In this case, Rossi admitted he made a mistake. This generally is not the behavior of a pseudo-archaeologist.
Do you see this crap? So when Flint Dibble wouldn't admit to the mistakes that he made on the Joe Rogan debate, that was him being a pseudo-archaeologist? Oh, no, better amend that. You see, this is ridiculous because, as we all know, there is nothing to do in the definition of pseudo-archaeologist or pseudo-scientist or any of that crap that has anything to do with the willingness to admit that you're wrong or made a mistake or anything. This is just Dr. Miano injecting his personal bias right in there for all of us to see. Thanks for leaving such a wide-open breadcrumb for me to pick at. I appreciate that. But seriously, this is absurd. Why don't you just tell us that you're going to make this definition however you want it to be in order to fit whatever group of people you want it to fit?
That's pretty much all I wanted to say about the matter. Skinner misuses my words, but I expect this was simply because she didn't understand them. And a motivation to smear Mini Minuteman may have been a factor as well. But I hope, dear viewer, that I at least helped to clear up any misunderstanding that you may have had, if you did have any. Pseudo-archaeology has nothing to do with what someone calls themselves. It's about mimicking the practice of archaeology while violating its principles and methods. And someone is a pseudo-archaeologist if they do this commonly.
Wait, earlier you said that they had to do with, like, tools and methods, and then this just keeps shifting back and forth, man. Why do you keep doing this? No, so this didn't clarify shit, Dave. This is one of those situations where I sat down thinking that I knew what you believed pseudo-archaeology to be, and I knew what I believed pseudo-archaeology to be, and when I finished your video, I felt like I'd had a fever dream and woke up in freaking La La Land. I had no clue up from down, man. You got this shit completely twisted up backwards, but after I stopped and looked at it, it took me a minute because you don't usually make videos like this, Dr. Miano, but this one was really transparent. I mean, it was really transparent. You are all over the damn place. So, I don't even know what to say except for, here guys, look at Dr. Miano being all over the damn place here. And there's a problem. Because you're one of those primo debunkers out there. And I know that everybody thinks I just hate any of the debunkers and I'm just, yo, Team Hancock all the way, but in this regards, guys, I'm sorry, haven't changed. I still think that debunkers bring a very valuable thing to this community. The discernment of truth from fiction is paramount. But y'all need to fucking be honest. And if you're not, we have a real problem because then you don't offer us any service. Then all you do is muddy the waters by doing things like, I don't know, pissing all over a definition that we kind of had nailed down a little bit, and then you turn it into the, and we're all confused by it, and at the end of it, you're going to have debates in your own community over what does and doesn't constitute pseudo-archaeology just using your words. Good stuff. All right, well, that's all I've got for you today. Thank you very much.